This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Life stories, also called biographies, are descriptions of the accomplishments and activities of a person, usually a famous person. Today I am using the term life stories to describe two people who came to new life, real life, that never ends through faith in Jesus Christ. Both are women who are mentioned in the Gospel book of John. I will introduce you to them right after a brief word with my Heavenly Father. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. You may contact us through our website at www.visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. In the first of two very brief life stories, Jesus reveals who he is to a woman going to the community well for some water. This is from John chapter 4. Jesus left Judea and set out once more for Galilee, but he had to pass through Samaria. Now he came to a Samaritan town called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, so Jesus, since he was tired from the journey, sat right down beside the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me some water to drink," for his disciples had gone off into the town to buy supplies. So the Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for water to drink? For Jews have nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you had known the gift of God and who it is who said to you, 'Give me some water to drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said to him, "you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where then do you get this living water? Surely you're not greater than our ancestor Jacob, are you? For he gave us this well and drank from it himself, along with his sons and livestock." Jesus replied, "Everyone who drinks some of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks some of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. But the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water, springing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." He said to her, "Go and call your husband and come back." The woman replied, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "Right you are when you said, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the man you are living with now is not your husband. This you have said truthfully." The woman said to him, "Sir, I see you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you people say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, because salvation is from the Jews. But a time is coming, and now is here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeks such people to be his worshipers. God is spirit, and the people who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, the one called Christ. Whenever he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I, the one speaking to you, am he." Then the woman left her water jar, went off into the town, and said to the people, "Come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Surely he can't be the Messiah, can he?" So they left the town and began coming to him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, "Rabbi, eat something." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you know nothing about." So the disciples began to say to one another, "No one brought him anything to eat, did they?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to complete his work. Don't you say there are four more months and then comes the harvest? I tell you, look up and see, the fields are already white for harvest. The one who reaps receives pay and gathers fruit for eternal life, so that the one who sows and the one who reaps can rejoice together. For in this instance the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you did not work for. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor. Now many Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the report of the woman who testified, "He told me everything I ever did." So when the Samaritans came to him, they began asking him to stay with them. He stayed there 2 days, and because of his word, many more believed. They said to the woman, "No longer do we believe because of your words, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this one really is the Savior of the world." Well, that is from John chapter 4. We all know that we will die without water. Jesus makes a similar point here that without faith in Jesus, the Son of God, resulting in salvation, real lasting eternal life is not possible. Without salvation, you have a certain future of eternal death and torment in hell. As I sometimes say on this program, why would anyone choose hell when genuine faith in the saving power of Jesus Christ makes heaven a certain reality? Here now is my second life story today of a woman named Martha who declares her personal faith in Jesus to him face to face. These are excerpts from John chapter 11. Now a certain man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village where Mary and her sister Martha lived. Now it was Mary who anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and wiped his feet dry with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. So the sisters sent a message to Jesus, "Lord, look, the one you love is sick." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This sickness will not lead to death, but to God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he remained in the place where he was for 2 more days. Then, after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." After he said this, he added, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to awaken him." Then the disciples replied, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover." Now Jesus had been talking about his death, but they thought he had been talking about real sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus has died, and I am glad for your sake that I was not there, so that you may believe, but let us go to him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had been in the tomb for 4 days already. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, so many of the Jewish people of the region had come to Martha and Mary to console them over the loss of their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will grant you." Jesus replied, "Your brother will come back to life again." Martha said, "I know that he will come back to life again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even if he dies. And the one who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She replied, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who comes into the world." And when she had said this, Martha went and called her sister Mary, saying privately, "The teacher is here and is asking for you." So when Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still in the place where Martha had come out to meet him. Then the people who were with Mary in the house, consoling her, saw her get up quickly and go out. They followed her, because they thought she was going to the tomb to weep there. Now when Mary came to the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the people who had come with her weeping, he was intensely moved in spirit and greatly distressed. He asked, "Where have you laid him?" They replied, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Thus the people who had come to mourn said, "Look how much he loved him." But some of them said, "This is the man who caused the blind man to see? Couldn't he have done something to keep Lazarus from dying?" Jesus, intensely moved again, came to the tomb. Now it was a cave, and a stone was placed across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the deceased, replied, "Lord, by this time the body will have a bad smell, because he has been buried 4 days. Jesus responded, "Didn't I tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you that you have listened to me. I knew that you always listen to me, but I said this for the sake of the crowd standing around here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he shouted in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The one who had died came out, his feet and hands tied up with strips of cloth, and a cloth wrapped around his face. Jesus said to them, "Unwrap him and let him go." Then many of the people who had come with Mary had seen the things Jesus did and believed in him. Now how about you, friend? Do you believe in him? Will you openly confess Jesus Christ as being your Lord and Savior? For your sake, I pray you take this all-important step of faith. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins. Honestly, sincerely repent, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the web address of Vision for Christ World so you may contact us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for people as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at www.visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from John chapter 11, 25 through 27. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even if he dies. And the one who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She replied, "Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who comes into the world."